Oh, it's wonderful that he gave us these words that we can study, that we can gain thereby. I want to start out by reading a couple scriptures here. First is John 14:2, which says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." In 1 Corinthians 10:12, "Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall." There are many in this world who think they will get to heaven, but they will not if they continue in the same path they are now. And this is true even of those of us in the Church of Christ. You know, there's a stopping place. Once we leave this life, where they will learn, where we will learn if we don't learn it in this life. Where they will learn those things that they have failed to learn in this life. In 2 Nephi, the 8th chapter, on page 122, starting with verse 83, it says, "Therefore, my people," and I would hope that would be us, "are gone into captivity." We are in captivity just as surely as if we were in the same situation that Daniel found himself in when he was taken captive and carried into Babylon. Now, Babylon is the world, and we are in captivity. And it goes on and says, "Because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitudes dried up with thirst. They have not received those things that are contained within the scripture that they really need." It says, "Therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitudes and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. And the mean man shall be brought down, and the mighty man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness. Then shall the lambs feed after their manner, and the waste places of the fat ones shall strangers eat. Woe unto them that draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sins, as it were, with a cart rope, that say, let us make speed, hasten his work that we may see it, and let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw nigh and come, that we may know it. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto the wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sights." And so many of the world, I believe, fit into that category. It says hell has enlarged herself. If we don't repent and prepare ourselves properly in this life, we will have to suffer in hell for those things that we have not done, or the wrong in this life that we have done, before we can occupy one of these mansions in heaven. I want to turn to Philippians 2:11. and read verse 11 to start with. It says, and that every tongue, they're not doing that in this life, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. A very important scripture, I believe, and one that we should heed diligently. It says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure, to do all things without murmuring and disputations, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life. That's where we come in. That's where we should come in. Oh, I believe that we will get to heaven by that detour through hell. But if we have to go that way, we will suffer and reap the consequences for our failings, and we will never obtain anything but a lower glory. Now I want to read 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and verses 40 and 41. And it says there are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differeth from another star in glory. It is and should be our desire to obtain that glory of the sun, the highest glory. And if so, we must earn it in this life. I want to go to the Doctrine and Covenants and read a few lines there. This is on page 139, and it's section 76. I'm going to read verses 1 and 2 to start with. It says, in section 76, verse 1, hear, O ye heavens, and give ear, O earth, and rejoice, ye inhabitants thereof. For the Lord is God, and beside him there is no Savior. Great is his wisdom, marvelous are his ways. For the extent of his doings none can find out. His purposes fail not, neither are there any who can stay his hand. From eternity to eternity he is the same, and his years never fail. For thus saith the Lord, I, the Lord, am merciful and gracious unto those that fear me, and delight to honor those who serve me in righteousness and in truth unto the end. Great shall be their reward, and eternal shall be their glory. Oh, it is wonderful what he has prepared for those who love him. And then it goes on and says, and to them will I reveal all mysteries, yea, all the hidden mysteries of my kingdom from days of old. And for ages to come will I make known unto them the good pleasure of my will concerning all things pertaining to my kingdom, yea, even the wonders of eternity shall they know. And things to come will I show them, even the things of many generations. Their wisdom shall be great, and their understanding reach to heaven, and before them the wisdom of the wise shall perish. and the understanding of the prudent shall come to naught. For by my Spirit will I enlighten them, and by my power will I make known unto them the secrets of my will, yea, even those things which eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor yet entered into the hearts of man. I want to read the last two of lines of verse 4. It says, "And we heard the voice saying, write the vision, for lo, this is the end of the vision of the sufferings of the ungodly." And in verse 5, "And again we bear record that we saw and heard, and this testimony is the gospel of Christ concerning them who come forth in the first resurrection, forth in the resurrection of the just. They are they who received the testimony of Jesus and believed on his name and were baptized after the manner of his burial, being buried in the water in his name and according to the commandment which he has given." Many of us, most of us here, have taken that first major step so that we may go directly to heaven and receive that highest glory, that baptism by authority, having our sins washed away. It goes on and says, "that by keeping the commandments they might be washed clean from all their sins, and received the Holy Spirit by the laying on of hands of him who is ordained and sealed unto his power, and who overcome by faith and are sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, which the Father sheds forth unto all those who are just and true. They are they who are the church of the firstborn. They are they into whose hand the Father has given all things." But I want us to realize here, at this point, and I think this requires major study on our part, I want us to realize that baptism alone doesn't guarantee that we will be part of this. Our lives must change, and we must be constantly on the lookout for our faults and our sins that would prevent us from reaching this goal that should be ours. And we should strive to put down those things in our life that the sacrifice of Christ may have an effect, that we can be lifted up to that highest glory when we leave this earthly life. And we can sing, "Oh, it is wonderful." We want to hear, I don't think I'll turn to it, but we want to hear that statement that was made in Matthew 25:21, where he says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." In Colossians, let's see, 253. In the third chapter, I want to start with verse 1 and read some instructions on how to obtain that glory that I'm talking about this evening. It says, "If ye then be risen with Christ," if we've undergone that baptism, "seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger. We shouldn't get angry, should we? That should have been put off. If we do get angry at times, we lack and should work on that. We have to work on it. Wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off, that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, nor free, but Christ is all and in all. And it tells us what to do. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. Christ has mercy. We need to be merciful. Kindness. We need to have great kindness one to another. Humbleness of mind. Are some of us haughty and proud and not as humble as we should be? Meekness. Do we consider meekness a sign of weakness? Are we as meek as we should be? Long-suffering. Here's a hard one. Forbearing one another. Some of us may be not as merciful as we should be. We may not be as humble as we should be. But those of us who are talking to these individuals and have contact with individuals, it says forbearing one another. We have to be forgiving and forbearing to one another. And forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Some very good advice. John 14. Again, I read part of that. I want to go back and read a few verses either side of what I read there. Okay, here it is. Starting with verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way, ye know. The way is in these books that I have up here. The way, we know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. All we have to do is follow the teachings and guideline that Christ set before us. In the second chapter of Romans. Starting with verse 6, it says, and here he's talking about the righteous judgments of God. And the who here is God. Who will render to every man according to his deeds? To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentiles, but glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. So, it is important that we study and follow the instruction here that tells us that Christ is the way and that God will render to every man according to his deeds. Verse 13 there says, for not the hearer of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. It goes on and gives some more things there that we should know about. Down here it says, not to steal, not to commit adultery, not to, going through the things that were given in the Ten Commandments. I want to go to 1 Peter. And start with verse 1 here in chapter 1. Says Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus and a couple other places here, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Talking to the people who have accepted Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. One of those mansions reserved for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye rejoice, greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. We know that in this world there are many temptations to draw us away from this plan that God has for us. And we need to be aware of those things, and we need to strive to identify them and put them out of our lives. It says in 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. And I'm talking about the highest glory. It says, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. Let's see. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angel desire to look unto. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who, without respect of persons, judgeth according to every man's work. See, I've read that several times, haven't I? Something that according to works, according to the things that we do in this life, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as you know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, and as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing that ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit to unfeigned love of the brethren, that ye see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. See that we love one another. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof fadeth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and all hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. In the day of visitation, we need to be a light to those around us. I want to read a couple more scriptures that may help us to obtain that highest glory. There's so many that we could read, and probably we could read the whole book and find out many things that would help us. I'm going to read just a couple things. I'm going to read, this one's in 3 Nephi, page 668. And it's 3 Nephi, the 11th chapter, and starting with verse 10. And this is in the Bible also. It says, "Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings." You know, young people, many of you now make money too. The adults are not the only ones that should be paying their tithes. I want you to remember this. It's important. It says, "Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse." Why? "That there may be meat in my house, and prove me herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be enough room to receive it." It's talking about a spiritual blessing here, but it's important that we receive that spiritual blessing. It says in 14, "And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast forth fruits before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts." And that's referring to a physical blessing. We will receive blessings in this life. We have a testimony here the other day of a blessing because tithing was paid. You know, "I don't have enough money to do this." But it is important that we do. We don't understand the principle that when you give, you will receive more than you give. It's a principle that doesn't fit in with the worldly ideas at all. But I've heard many testimonies, and I've proven it myself. And one more, Isaiah. And we're told to study Isaiah. Isaiah 58, verses 13 and 14. And I realize this is a hard thing to ask, especially since next Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday. But I ask you to think on these things. "If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shall thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." Like I said, there's so many more things that I can point out to you that would help us in obtaining that highest glory. I've given you a few scriptures. What we need to do is consider these things and pray. And you need to pray that you know. We need to pray that we all can work out our salvation so that we may obtain that highest glory. We should not accept anything less. We do not want to make that detour through the prison house. So it is my prayer that all of us work out our salvation with fear and trembling, that we might obtain that highest glory.